I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Bert Craig is an associate professor of horticulture and forestry at MSU, and he's an expert on real Michigan Christmas trees. Craig says the Christmas tree industry is an important part of Michigan's economy.
Yeah, so Michigan is one of the major Christmas tree producing states in the country. Typically, we rank about third, both in terms of the number of trees produced each year as well as the acreage in production. So Oregon, North Carolina are usually number one and two, but we're right in there, leading among the Lake States and all the rest of the country. Usually about 2 million or so trees produced annually here in Michigan.
There's some buzz going around that there may be a shortage of real trees in Michigan this Christmas.
Well, more a perception. What's going on is, like everything, Christmas tree production tends to be somewhat cyclic. Prices go down, people get out, prices go up, and people get in, but there's a lag phase. And when a tree is planted to when it's harvested, is typically going to be 8 to 10 years. And so oftentimes we see this sort of fluctuation. We've kind of gone through a period where there's been somewhat of a surplus. And so I wouldn't say necessarily a shortage, certainly nothing that a consumer is going to notice. Probably for the major wholesalers as they're dealing back and forth, and they treat trees like a commodity. Growers ship trees back and forth to one another to fill orders and all of that. So they may feel some of that. For the consumers themselves, I don't think you'll see any major issues. Like anything, you know, shop early to get the best selection kind of thing. But really, I don't think it's anything that most consumers are going to notice. One thing they might want to do, though, if you do find that, you know, a particular tree you're interested in is not around, is a good time for people to maybe think about looking for some other species. So there's a number of growers that are now producing what we might refer to as exotic species. And exotic in this sense is not just the fact they're not native, because a lot of the trees we typically grow for Christmas trees aren't necessarily native to Michigan, but some less common things. So some trees they might want to look for would be something like concolor fir, which is a really beautiful tree. It has blue needles, long needles, a little bit of a citrusy scent. Quite a few growers produce that. Also something like Korean fir, which is a tree that has almost kind of a Kelly green needle to it and then silvery underside. So that's one that people might want to look for, as well as corkbark fir. And that's one that is native to the western U.S., actually the mountains of Arizona, New Mexico, and the southern Rockies. And that's one, it's a slow grower, so it naturally has kind of a nice Christmas tree form to it, but really blue color, almost like a blue spruce. And so those are some species. Nordman fir and Turkish fir, which are related, that are native to Europe, are also trees that more growers are starting to produce now. So, you know, maybe be a little, you know, think out of the box a little bit as you're looking for your trees, but I don't think there'll be any major issues in terms of people finding a tree available, more probably at the wholesaler level, that there may be some trees being shipped around between growers.
Craig and his MSU colleagues conduct research to improve Michigan Christmas trees.
Well, probably the biggest things we're working on these days, we've got a major project going, looking at Turkish fir, which I just mentioned, and that's a multi-institution project. We've got cooperators at Oregon State, Washington State, North Carolina State, Penn State, Connecticut. And so there what we're looking at is Turkish fir, which grows obviously from the mountains in Turkey. And the reason all of us are interested in it, because typically we grow different types of trees in all those different parts of the country, but one thing that kind of unifies everybody are disease problems, particularly root rots. And so there's a specific root disease, Phytophthora root rot, that affects noble fir in the Pacific Northwest, affects Fraser fir here in Michigan, as well as down in North Carolina. So we're all kind of interested in that. And the Turkish fir are highly resistant to that disease. And so we're thinking this might be a species that not necessarily going to replace, you know, those main species, but on a lot of sites that maybe growers can't produce Fraser fir for here in Michigan or noble fir out in the Northwest, it'll give them another option. So we've got this project going. We've been working on it for a few years now. And really starting to see some interesting results. I was just out in the Pacific Northwest earlier this summer and saw their planting looked really good. Our trees are coming along a little more slowly, as you might expect, but we think there's going to be some, and we're looking at some seed sources there that we might be able to identify that'll be good for our growers here in Michigan.
The Michigan Christmas Tree Association provides leadership, the that promotes and enhances Michigan's farm-grown Christmas tree industry through research and education. This year's theme is, It's Christmas, Keep It Real.
Yeah, so lots going on with the Christmas tree industry. Michigan Christmas Tree Association still very much up and going. We have a new executive director. Amy Start is the new executive director of the association. Marcia Gray, who was the executive director, has moved on, is now working with the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, which is the national level promotion agency for Christmas trees. And probably the big thing going there is the promotion board is one of these checkoff programs. So you're probably familiar with beef, it's what's for dinner, or you know, pork, the other white meat. And so basically it's a self-imposed levy that the growers put on themselves, 15 cents a tree, and then that goes into a fund to support promotion efforts as well as some research. And with the Christmas tree promotion thing, what people might want to look for when they're on social media and so forth is this campaign of It's Christmas, Keep It Real. And you might want to click on that. They've got a PR agency that's working on this, some very clever videos. Some are funny, some will make you cry, all those kind of things, and really bringing home the notion of getting away from the artificial tree and putting, you know, the real back in Christmas and family and all the things that go along with it. So look for that, the Christmas, It's Christmas, Keep It Real, and that's the big promotion campaign going right now.
Craig says the tap and pull tests are ways to make sure you're getting a fresh tree.
Yeah, so the thing you want to look for when you're selecting the tree is, first of all, get a tree that's fresh. And how do you tell that? Well, it depends. If you go to a choose and cut lot, that's pretty obvious because obviously the tree was growing until you got it. If you go to a tree lot, a wholesale or excuse me, a retail or a big box store, things to look for are, I do the tap test. So if you can pick the tree up and actually tap it, if you're on a you know, a parking lot or something like that, tap it on the butt end of the tree on the blacktop, and you shouldn't see a lot of needles coming off of it. The other thing is what we call the pull test. So just grab, you know, the ends of one of the branches between your thumb and your forefinger there and just give it a gentle pull along, and you shouldn't have any needles coming off in your hands. If you do, then keep looking. But a well-hydrated tree should keep, and you shouldn't have any issues with it.
Keeping your tree well-hydrated with just water is the key to keeping it fresh throughout the holidays.
So what we talk about is fresh tree, fresh cut, fresh water. And so once you have the tree home, if it's a choose and cut and you've brought it home and you can get it up right away, you're good to go. If it's from a lot or if you've done a choose and cut and you have to keep it around, you know, for a couple days so you can get it up in the house, what we recommend is that you take about the butt end, about a half inch to three quarter inch cut off that cut end, because what will happen is as the tree sits, you'll have some resin begin to fill and plug those pores where the tree's going to take up water through that butt end. So that fresh cut right before you stick it in your stand is important. And then fresh water, there's no need for aspirin, 7-Up, heard different things, flower preservative, any of that. Really the best thing to do is just keep fresh water to it. And one thing people don't often realize is how much water a tree can go through, especially when you first bring it in the house. If you have a fresh tree and you bring it into a warm house, you can hear that, you know, Ross Perot, the giant sucking sound of the water going up the tree. And so check it daily. If it's a large tree, maybe even a couple times a day, those first few days especially. But I'd say for the first week or two, check it daily. And don't let it dry out, because once it dries out, then it'll have difficulty taking up water. So make sure you check that stand every day and get under there. I've got a little system I've rigged up. I have a regular watering can. I just put a little 2.5-foot section of garden hose on the end of it, and I can just water like that without having to crawl down underneath and all of that. Because it's a little bit of annoyance for some people, especially if you have trouble getting up and down, as some of us do now. But that's a good way to do it.
It's important to properly dispose of your tree after the holidays, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure that trees don't end up in the landfill. Most communities now have some type of recycling program. I know City of East Lansing, I think you can just leave them on the curb and they come by and they pick them up. Other communities have drop-off sites. You can bring them in. I know City of East Lansing, again, has different drop-off sites at their parks. And most communities nowadays, if not in your town somewhere nearby, there should be a place where you can take that tree. And usually they get ground up and into mulch and reused that way. Some people will, if you're out in the country, some people put them out and they make nice habitat for birds and things like that. So lots you can do with it. Just don't let it end up in the landfill.
That's MSU Christmas tree expert Bert Craig. For more, Google the Michigan Christmas Tree Association. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.